ready. So, May 1st, 2019, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building and distributed to the Huntington Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Huntington County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you all please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence for our men and women in the service.
The United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So, first item is presentation of the minutes from the regular and executive session meetings of April 3rd, 2019. Are there any comments? If no comments, is there a motion to approve both minutes?
Make a motion to approve the minutes of the regular and executive session meetings of April 3rd, 2019.
Is that right? Why are we at 17? You are correct.
That's what's
the minutes are from April 17th. There's an error on the agenda, so.
Okay.
What are they from?
April 17th. Yeah. Sorry.
That's why I started saying something, and I was like, wait.
Oh, thank you.
Want to remake that motion?
Remake the motion to accept the minutes of the regular and executive session meetings of April 17th, 2019.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, we would open the meeting to public comments. Remind the audience that the meeting is recorded and would be posted on the website shortly. This period, public comments would be limited to agenda items only. Is there a motion to open the meeting to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open public comment.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. If any member of the public would like to make a comment... Seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And that takes us to our budget introduction, and our CFO is in the building.
He's in the building.
Can you tell Greg he's while he's doing that... First part of the budget introduction is Resolution 46-2019. In summary, this says that based on the CFO's certification, the township budget complies with all the statutory requirements of a municipal budget. Is there any discussion or is there a motion to pass Resolution 46-2019?
I don't have any discussion. Does anybody have any? I'll make a motion to pass resolution number 46-2019.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So then, the budget introduction. This will be a public hearing in just a moment, but let me give a few summary points. So the Township Committee met on three nights during March to go through requests from the various departments, committees, and the like. I'll start with the bottom line. The tax rate for 2019, we're proposing an increase of 1.87%. That would take the rate from 0.3473 to 0.3538 per $100 of assessed value. The average assessed value for the township is $301,772. The tax increase we're proposing would be an increase of $19.62 per average home. Looking at on the basis of per $100,000 of assessed value, that would be $6.45. I would just let everyone know that this is the lowest increase in tax rate that the township has been able to propose in at least a decade. We've now gotten our budget is on a pretty good footing in terms of revenues and debt and expenditures. Total appropriations in the budget that we're proposing are $6.761 million. That is up 5.4%. That includes grants and some other impacts. It's a municipal budgeting issue. There is no new debt in our budget. there's no use of deferred school tax. I would just note this is our peak year of debt service. And I would also note that about 40% of our budget is still funded by the energy receipt tax paid from back to us from Trenton. That's flat from last year, as we hoped, but that is, of course, at risk going forward. Those are the summary items, unless the CFO would like to make any other comments.
Good.
Unless anyone else on the committee would like to, we would then have a motion to open to the public hearing on the budget.
Want me to make that motion?
Sure.
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing on the budget.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, if any member of the public would like to make any comments, if you could come to the desk so we can hear you in the recording, state your name and the road you live on.
I just want to know when or if it is already that we're not receiving any money from the generating station. Is that all?
What happened with the generating station, and somebody could confirm the actual dates, in the 1990s, the state determined that for all generating stations like that, the substation, the generating station, the state took over collection of taxes. And just like the way we operate for the school, where we collect and then pass on to the school, the deal was that the state would collect for energy businesses and then pass those revenues back to us. That is 40% of our budget, $2.4 million roughly, that we're still receiving from the state. The issue is that once it's going into the state has this temptation to skim some of that revenues off and distribute it differently. They haven't. 5 or 6 years ago, they did. We had about a $500,000 hit.
Actually, it was now 10 years ago. That's what triggered our issue with the budget. Went from surpluses to taking away, you know, so yeah, that's where we've been correcting for some of that $500,000 that disappeared.
But we've now been flat then for almost 10 years.
That they don't give us anything.
No, they give us $2.4 million. 40% of our revenues come from the so-called energy receipts tax collected by the state.
Yeah.
Because I've lived here over 40 years and lived with we can't do that because we can't spend money. We may lose the generating station. Right, so we couldn't buy what was the camp down near
Watchung?
Watchung? Well, we couldn't buy
Watchung Boy Scout camp?
And the, where the naked people in?
Oh. Spike pole bus.
The circle. Yes.
Where was
the circle K?
We didn't buy that. We didn't buy Camp Bernie. We didn't buy the Westfield Y because we didn't want to spend the money. And it would have been a good investment because it would have made even more reason why our town was desirable to move in. But we lived at that for 40 years, and now they've taken it away. And we're contributing, thank God, to this wonderful park that individual citizens have worked on raising the money. I wish it had been here when my kids were here. They would have loved it. I mean, they had was the this little hole in the ground to go skating in. And we did have the recreation program in the summer for the month of July. So I'm disappointed that the state is doing this to us, but I'm not surprised. I don't know what we can do.
So far it's flat. Over the past year, we've had both of our assembly representatives in because there is a bill that's been introduced to try to make it a constitutional amendment that those receipts get dedicated to property tax relief. It hasn't moved out of the Republican committee that's been proposing.
Well, there's something you said about this state that re-elects officials who've been brought up on charges of corruption and whatever. We can't even...
That's a little bit outside our discussion of the budget, but...
I'm just saying there's something to be said about a state that does that.
Yeah. Thank you.
So we don't know if we'll ever get any of that.
We're still getting it. What we don't know is when it's going to be reduced.
They changed where...
Right.
It used to be locked up that it would be gotten.
Right.
We would get it. Now it's changed from where it is to general receipts. So it's now in kind of this...
And we're hoping it will be the same...
Next year.
Next year. Yeah. But because now it's year. Now it's in an open coffer, it could change.
So how do you make up a budget based on that?
Well, hopefully they tell us what we'll get next year, if we're going to get the same amount or if we're going to get less. And
well,
then
some
of the CFO tells us how we have to adjust
implemented
things.
Will help us straddle that problem.
But you're this making the budget now for next year.
No, this also budget is January 2019 to December 2019.
Okay.
And the state has told us we will have flat revenues of 40%.
Good.
So we know the numbers this year. It's 2020.
Is there anything we can do to keep it coming here?
And that's why you said we're in discussions with our assembly people to try to let them know the priority of that's our money they're collecting for us, and we think we should keep receiving it.
Maybe we need to have a letter writing campaign?
Wouldn't
that
hurt.
That would be great. Call your assembly people, your state senator, and that's what we've been doing, and that's would be helpful if everyone did it.
We need to encourage the people in the township to do that.
Yep, we've passed resolutions.
Someday they're going to take it away.
Yep.
So we got to save it.
Yep, exactly.
Remember that? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other comments for the budget hearing? Seeing no other comments, is there a motion to close the public hearing?
Make a motion to close the public hearing on the budget.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And with that, the motion would be to adopt the 2019 budget.
I'll make a motion to adopt the 2019 budget.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Now we have a couple of ordinances on the agenda that will be introduced tonight. The first is a capital ordinance. This is to allow us to make capital purchases, which would be for goods lasting typically longer than 5 years. This is mostly funded out of our budget and a little bit from reserves. So the ordinance we have in front of us and for the committee, this is done by resolution. In this case, the ordinance is introduced for the first reading by resolution 47, 2019. So it's a resolution to introduce ordinance 2019-02, which is a ordinance authorizing various public improvements and acquisitions in, by, and for the township, appropriating the sum of $490,000 and providing that the sum so appropriated shall be raised from the capital improvement fund of the township. The public hearing for this will be on the May 15th meeting. So this is the introduction. Any discussions for the introduction? Or is there a motion to pass Resolution 47, 2019, to introduce Ordinance 2019-02?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 47, 2019, this is a weird thing with the resolution to introduce the Ordinance 2019-02.
Public hearing to be held May 15th, 2019. Second.
Thanks.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next is, without an ordinance, just a motion to introduce ordinance number 2019-03, an ordinance authorizing the salary of and compensatory overtime for the chief of police. Two parts to this. Number one, the chief's salary is increasing, and the laws require us to pass an ordinance to increase his salary. That salary will be, for the year 2019, $128,825.77, plus it will be increased by the amount negotiated with the PBA, the Policeman's Benevolent Association contract. And the second part of this ordinance, it was brought to our attention that the state requires an ordinance in order to provide an exempt employee with a benefit of comp time for when they work more than an 8-hour day. And so this ordinance, number 2019-03, incorporates both of those. Again, this is a motion to introduce with a public hearing on the ordinance to be held on May 15th, 2019. Is there any discussion or a motion to introduce?
I'll make a motion to introduce ordinance number 2019-03, the ordinance authorizing salary and compensatory overtime for the chief of police.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Public hearing to be held May 15th, 2019. Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you, Brian. Next on the agenda would be the introduction of Ordinance 2019-04, an ordinance amending Chapter 274 of the Ordinance of the Code of the Township of Lebanon regarding peddling and soliciting.
Mayor, could we? I would request that we hold that until after executive session. There have been developments with regard to the correspondences we have received regarding a challenge to the ordinance, a legal challenge, I should say.
Very well. So that will be tabled to the executive session, potential action after executive session at the end of the meeting. So next on the agenda is Resolution 48-2019, redemption of tax clearance certificate. On the agenda says tax clearance certificate. On the actual resolution, 48-2019, redemption of tax sale certificate. Whereas the tax collector did sell certificate 201805 on September 21st, 2018 to Light Properties, LLC. The amount of $8,704.01 has been collected from Cortez and Hay for the owner of this property. Property known as 178 Musconetcong River Road. Therefore, the resolution would resolve to authorize signing of a check in the amount of $8,704.01 along with an additional check of $7,500 for the premium paid for these checks mailed out to Light Properties, LLC. Is there a motion to approve Resolution 48-2019?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 48-2019, redemption of tax sale certificate.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And next, Resolution 49-2019, redemption of tax sale certificate. In this case, the tax collector did sell certificate 201701 on October 13th, 2017, in the amount of $13,493.50. Which has been collected from Comerica Bank for the owners of this property, which is at 319 Route 513. This resolution then is to authorize the check to be signed and made out in the amount of $13,493.50 to Lebanon Township. This tax certificate was sold to Lebanon Township and is now being sold back to Lebanon Township. Is there a motion to pass Resolution 49-2019?
Sure, I'm confused, but I'll make a motion for Resolution 49-2019.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And next resolution is of the same form, Resolution 50-2019, redemption of tax sale certificate. This is for certificate 201202 on October 12, 2012. The tax collector sold this certificate to Lebanon Township. The amount of $300.09 has been collected from Fortune Title Agency for the owner of the property, which is on Highbridge Califon Road. So this resolution is to authorize the check be in the amount of $300.09 be made back to Lebanon Township. Is there a motion to pass Resolution 50-2019?
I'll make a motion to pass Resolution 50-2019, redemption of tax sale certificate.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Now, a couple of items of old business aren't on the agenda, but first, thought we'd get an update on the volunteer event.
Yeah, I know last meeting Bev asked about the cost per person. So basically where we're at right now, including the T-shirts that we authorized, it's $32 per person. That's based on 90 people coming and buying food for $110.
Okay, so that's all inclusive, alcohol, food, T-shirts,
yes.
Anything, everything.
Yes.
And just to remind everyone, this event is May 18th. All volunteers should have an invitation.
Is it just volunteers?
Volunteers, employees.
Employees.
Okay.
Good. A wide range. Any other discussion on the volunteer evening under the stars, I believe it's called? Other old business, I thought, just to highlight, the revaluation is underway. Inspectors are going door to door. We're picking up some very positive comments that it's all going very well, some mixed comments that people made appointments and the inspector showed up at a different time. So we report that back to the company. There apparently is some timing issue between when people make the appointment and what the field inspectors actually have on their agenda. So we're redoubling the effort to make sure that goes smoothly. Any other comments from the committee on the revaluation process? If not, the next item of old business that I'd like to mention, last meeting we discussed a Stop the Soot grant that we were going to apply for. This would be for the purchase of a new backhoe, and we also discussed the possibility of a new maintainer. We sent in the application to get a preliminary bit of feedback. The New Jersey DEP said that our backhoe purchase would qualify for a 30% grant, so that would be roughly $33,000. The maintainer and paver that we were going to trade in for a new paver are too old. The maintainer is a 1977 model. The paver is a 1981 model. As you can tell, we squeeze a lot of life out of these pieces of equipment, and there's no incentive grants to upgrade them because there's not much.
So they make too much soot? They make so much soot?
Or they're not going to run long enough to make soot any longer.
We can make them longer.
So those we don't qualify for. But any other old business from the committee?
Yeah, since we recently adopted our budget, maybe Greg would like to cut out of here early tonight.
That's old business? Good. You guys must have brought me out.
I was welcoming to stay, but either way.
I just didn't know if you wanted to stay or not, so, you know, I thought I'd throw it out there. It is old business now, right?
Yes, not old business.
Bye.
Thank you very much.
Careful with that Suburban back there.
I was going to dent it a little bit.
Okay, if there's no other old business, we'll go on to new business. The first item of new business is the request to appoint an alternate 2 member to the Board of Adjustment for a term expiring on December 31st, 2019. The Zoning Board last week, interviewed Thomas Sachs. He resides on Butternut Road. He's been a township resident for 17 years. Before that, he was in Hackettstown and served on their Board of Adjustment. I believe the procedure is that I would appoint Mr. Sachs and then ask the committee to have a motion to approve the appointment of Mr. Sachs.
Just for clarification, is there a reason they're saying the Zoning Board on there instead of the Board of Adjustments letter?
I believe it's used interchangeably.
And that's okay? That wouldn't matter?
The full name would be the Zoning Board of Adjustments. So colloquially, either term is acceptable, yes.
So is there a motion to approve the appointment of Mr. Sachs to the Zoning Board
of
Adjustment?
The motion to approve Mr. Sachs to the Board of Adjustment.
And that would be his alternate 2 term expiring December
2019. Term expiring December what?
31st. Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next is a social affair permit for St. John Neumann Church. Event date of June 1st, 2019. The committee has the full application in front of them, 5 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., expecting about 150 people, etc. Any discussion, or is there a motion to approve the social affair permit?
I'll make the motion to approve the social affair permit for the Catholic community of St. John Neumann.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And the next agenda item is a stand-down agreement related to Aptive Environmental. This was also suggested to table to the executive session with potential action after the executive session. And that takes us to the presentation of vouchers.
I have none that qualify.
It's not fair. Okay, my first one is for $1,080.99. This is for gasoline for the police cars. Then I have one for $13,300. This is for LOSAP contributions for 2017 and 2018. And then I have one for Cooper's Oil Company for $1,249.59. This is for services to the municipal building units 1, 2, and 3.
I have the tax sale certificate 201805, Light Properties, in the amount of $7,500. I have the third installment payment to the auditor's fee, Ardito and Company, for $7,234. The JCP&L master account for April 2019, the amount of $1,359.71. Tax sale certificate 201701, in the amount of $13,493.50 to the Township of Lebanon. Back to Light Properties, the other amount on their tax sale certificate 201805, in the amount of $8,704.01. And the first payment to Professional Property Appraisers for the reval service. This is the retainer, less the retainer 10% payment in the amount of $15,205.
Okay, I have one from the Elizabeth Truck Center, Central Jersey Collision, for $22,756.21 for repairs of fire apparatus. I have one for Henderson Products for a replacement of controller for $3,318.38, and one for Home Depot Credit Services for various bushings, garbage cans, drain pipe, grassy light bulbs for $1,111.76.
If I could just interject, for the $22,000 repair of the fire truck, roughly $21,000 of that will come back from insurance.
I have one here for Gephardt and Kiefer for general services rendered for March of 2019, $2,084. That's all that I have that qualifies.
So the total voucher list is in the amount of $109,985.99. Is there a motion to approve the voucher list?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Couple items of correspondence. First is the tax collector's report of uncollectible taxes. In accordance with New Jersey Statute 54:4-91.1, the tax collector of each municipality will file a statement of uncollectible taxes for the year. For 2018, it's reported that Block 24-16Q0047, owned by the New Jersey DEP, in the amount of $40.03, is uncollected due to a state-owned exemption. And Block 35-88, owned by the Township of Lebanon, in the amount of $1,008.90, by reason of a township-owned property. So to make the numbers circle, we have to declare these as uncollectible. No action required, as it's just correspondence. Next item of correspondence is the minutes of the Lebanon Township Environmental Open Space Commission from the March 4th meeting. There are no comments or discussion on that. We then have two documents from the museum curator, two curator's reports, one for the month of April 2019, and another dated Wednesday, May 1st, reporting that on April 25th, there was the first in a series of make and play days at the museum. Approximately 20 children and 12 adults participated. Noting for the record, on Saturday, May 11th, from 1 to 3 p.m., they will be hosting a Mother's Day event titled Be Nice to Mom Celebration. I've confirmed there'll be no live bees used in that event.
That is B-E-E, Nice to Mom, just in case you're writing that down, James.
So that's the correspondence. With that, we would then go to public comment. I don't know if it's on the agenda, is it? So we'll insert on the agenda public comment. If there's a motion to open a public comment.
Make a motion to open a public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, any member of the public that has a comment on any topic is welcome to come to the microphone.
Ron Makowski, Rocky Run Road. Just touch on a little point that the mayor had spoke up about the evaluator who's coming out for the revaluation. There's a little lack of communication, I believe, in their offices, and I really don't think it's corrected. So if anybody wants to make an appointment and they do not want the evaluator to come out, to even look out the outside the property, because they feel the appointment is only for interior, you need to specify that when you call and make that appointment, because that's exactly what we had and made the appointment. 3 days before, we find a note in the door that says, sorry, we missed you. That's the purpose of the appointment. So when the appointment time finally came around, they're sitting up here at the municipal building, calling the home number, out, not in the house, on the cell, waiting outside for the evaluator to come through, and finally called back and said, oh, you missed the appointment. He was waiting around for quite a while. But they did finally make it that day, so it got worked out. So all I'm saying is just make sure you clarify you do not want them if that's your purpose. Because one fellow who spoke here at the meeting when they were making their presentation was, he has a dog in the house, and someone's walking around the dog gets wild and tears up his floors and curtains, which I understand. But apparently where they come from, mainly do their day, they don't understand that. So you just have to remind them.
Yeah.
That was all. Thank you.
Thank you. I would just note that it's. I mean, I've, on the reval, apparently no company has actually tried to operate a procedure like this where you call ahead of time to make appointments. The standard procedure for decades has been that they come door to door, they leave a card if you're not there, and then you call to make one back. So we impressed upon them that in our township, with all the private driveways and the large acreage and the like, that our residents would prefer the ability to make phone calls. So they're working through some of these logistics, but we need the feedback in order to keeping them improving their system. Any other public comments?
How do we get their phone number?
It's on the website. Oh. Every resident would have been mailed a letter and a card that has the phone number on it, and if you need it before we leave, we can get it for you. I don't have it in front of me right now, but it's...
That letter, I thought it was...
That's a problem. Yeah. Say when you think it's junk mail, I mean, we put the township return address and hopefully people read it, but we know it's a problem.
It's the way it's composed.
Oh. Well. We do our best. Yeah. Any other public comments? If not, it's a motion to close public comment.
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So as previewed, Resolution 51, 2019, would be to go into executive session. First topic would be related to potential litigation on the solicitor ordinance. The second would be a contract matter related to Little Brook Lane snow removal contract, and action is possible at the end of executive session. Is there a motion for Resolution 51, 2019?
I'll make a motion to go into for Resolution 51, 2019 for authorizing executive session for the items noted by the mayor.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And with that, I'm guessing we'll be a half an hour or so where we'll need to close the doors and go into private session. The public action, if it's taken, would be on the recording. If you're welcome to stay, or you're welcome to listen to it on the website in the next couple of days.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Oh, wait, Mr. Sachs? Oh.
Oh, I was wondering.
I didn't know if you were coming for a comment, but nice to meet you. Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you.
So I heard good reports from the board in recommending you, so. you got it over me.
Oh, do we swear him? You want to swear him? Can we? Really?
I think John Galeen wants to.
Oh. Okay.
No. I don't want to tread on Bruce.
Oh. I got to get some of this junk out of here.